This is the son of PCJ.
This is station PCJ.
Hello.
Hello.
It's the Happy Station Show. Calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles. Spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico.
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station Family Show. Smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico. Come and join in the swing.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, for the 26th of May, 2012. Now, of course, not everybody's hearing this show on the 26th. Some of you are hearing it on the 25th, 27th, and 28th. Some of you may be hearing this show down the future in the year 2015. And if you are, well, the world has come to an end, and this is just a recording. But anyway, besides that, we're fortunate today, actually, that you won't have to listen to me drone and moan on for the whole program, because we do have somebody here that we'll introduce you to in a little bit. Last week, however, I received a phone call. Not just any phone call, but it was, how would I describe it? A phone call of complaint. Yes, a complaint due to the fact that I didn't respond to an email back in December. Why didn't I respond to the email? Well, as you know, and everybody, of course, has this problem, there's junk email everywhere. You know, I remember when email came into existence and I got my first email account, which was with Hotmail, thinking, oh, great, I won't have an inbox inundated with garbage like you do with mail. Well, of course, that isn't the case, because there seems to be more junk mail electronically than by paper. Anyway, Derek McCormick, who lives in Darwin, Australia, sent a number of emails back in December 2011. Because back at the time, a few weeks before we recorded our Christmas show, I had asked you to send in your program ideas and music ideas. And he suggested we play something. Unfortunately, we never got it because it went into junk mail. What is a little bit odd about this whole thing is that it's not just any Christmas song. And it's not for any particular reason, because he lives in Darwin, in Australia. Not exactly the country or city you think of when you think about Christmas. If you think about Christmas, you think about that funny place where ABBA's from, Sweden. Yes, you know, the lousy furniture and everything else. You think about them. Well, of course, ABBA and funny furniture is not the only thing from Sweden. There are some other things as well, but we can't talk about that on a family show. But nevertheless, He's from Darwin and Australia, to a country and a city you don't think about when you think about Christmas. But him and his wife own a Christmas shop in the heart of Darwin. So he called me up saying, look, play a song and we will play it for our customers as they're shopping around. Okay, we will do that now. So this is what I want you to do, Derek. I don't know how far you are from your speaker system. So I will give you approximately 15 seconds to go from wherever you are right now to your amplifier, boost up the sound so everyone in the shop can hear. Which I'm wondering, like, would people really buy Christmas decorations so early? I'm curious about that because myself, when it comes to Christmas, I usually don't buy anything until maybe a month before. So what do you do the rest of the year? Do you have like special deals? Okay, now I suppose by killing that time, you've actually had enough time to go and turn up the volume. So, shoppers, dear shoppers, I hope you can hear me loud and clear. Derek, who's the owner of this fine establishment, would like to all wish you a very Merry Christmas. And because of that, he wants me to take this opportunity to announce that everything is 90% off the original price. Yes, 90% off. If Derek gives you a problem with this, don't worry. We will send St. Nicholas around with a couple of the other members of the gang to take care of it. Anyway, going out to Derek, his lovely wife, and to the shoppers of his Christmas shop, which has a name which I'm not even going to pronounce because it's some kind of Australian slang word for Christmas. What is it? Vegemite Xmas or something? I don't know. Going out to all of you today, jolly old St. Nick. Oh, God, I can't believe I'm playing this in the month of May. The Ray Conniff Singers. So if there's any of you right now who don't like Christmas music and don't like the Ray Conniff Singers, this would be the perfect opportunity for you to go and get a drink.
Jolly old St. Nicholas, mean you're here this way. Don't you tell a single soul what I'm gonna say. Christmas Eve is coming soon, now you dear old man. Whisper what you bring to me, tell me if you can. When the clock is striking 12 and I'm sound asleep, down the chimney broad and black with your brand new grill, all the stockings you will find hanging in a row. Mine will be the shortest one, you'll be sure to know. Johnny wants a pair of skates, Susie wants a sled.
Yes, the Ray Conniff Singers and jolly old St. Nick. Going out to the McCormicks at their Christmas shop in Darwin, Australia. And I want to mention right now that in the month of January, well, next January that is, I will be in Australia and will be heading up to Darwin for a couple of days. So I will expect, because I know you're going to be in your summer, I will expect you to have a barbecue at that time for my arrival. And if you don't, well, then I won't come and visit. But nevertheless, yes, I will be there. So I will pop in your shop because you sent me the address. So I'm thinking just kind of like making a surprise visit on you. I'm not going to tell you what dates. And I know that after you hear this, you're probably going to forget. So just expect me at that time. You're listening to the Happy Station program from PCJ Radio. And getting back to the show that we did last week, where we had Jonathan Gruber and Tom Mayer, this past week, Tom and I, we were talking about another very interesting subject, and Tom will be back on the show to talk about that, because as you know, this past week, Facebook got their IPO, and is now on the stock exchange, and, you know, Facebook has the kind of budget, you can say, that if they went to Greece and said, look, we want to buy your country and take over your economy, they can do it at the drop of a hat, just as long as, you know, same with Apple. But we got into a very interesting discussion about Facebook. And this is actually quite true. I don't know how many of you have noticed this, but you could be at a party or with a group of friends, maybe 20 of you, 30 of you, and all of a sudden everybody, and I mean everybody, starts texting each other. Now, personally, could you please explain to me, why would you do that? Why would you communicate with people who are not there with you at the time? Or people will get on Facebook and they'll start posting stuff, ignoring everybody else that's there. And I mentioned that, you know, that old Dutch joke that Tom told me last week. So we're actually going to be doing a funny look at that. Because the other day, as I was taking the subway here in Taiwan, I saw three guys, all high school age. They were there with their mobile phones, but they were communicating with people on their mobile phones. And then when they got off, they say, oh, it was nice talking to you today, and go. But the entire 15 minutes that I was watching them, they didn't talk to each other using their voice. And I realized actually they were using an SMS with somebody that's like, you know, right next to you. Kind of strange. Anyway, let's now move on. Last week on the program, we played some music from Taiwan, some big band and jazz music from Taiwan from the 1950s. And we played a song that was a remake of a song made popular by the Ames Brothers. And a listener by the name of Boris contacted us and said, can you play something else from the same singer? Well, we'll do it again this week, and then we'll get to our guest. The singer's name is Ge Lan. She was originally born in Beijing, then made her way to Taiwan in 1949. And as I told you last week, she was a classically trained Peking opera singer. But once she arrived in Taiwan, she decided to do something totally different. Now, those who are very familiar with popular American music, when I mean popular American music, I'm talking about the standards, Cole Porter, George Gershwin, Irving Berlin. You'll probably recognize the song, so I'm not even going to introduce it. Here's Ge Lan. Ge Lan. with a good example of Taiwan big band jazz from the 1950s. And by the way, in the 1950s, she did go to the United States and recorded one album in Hollywood after she made a couple of appearances on some variety shows in the United States. She is still alive. She now lives in Hong Kong. And she's the president, I believe, of what's called the Hong Kongese Opera Society. She has written a very interesting book that we will talk about on an upcoming edition of the program. Anyway, as you may or may not have heard, there have been some changes that have been taking place during the week on some PCJ programming, including a new one that we added a couple of weeks ago called Focus Asia Pacific, which looks at news events from the Pacific region, Southeast Asia, and East Asia. Well, we actually have somebody who's going to be joining that program very soon with a look at business on it. But, you know, I think we should put him in the hot seat first, because I know that some of you listening right now, are going to say, well, who is this guy? He just kind of popped up out of the blue. We know nothing about him. Well, it's okay. He'll be publishing his biography very soon. And we have, by the way, all the phone records and the hacking that was done by another agency. And we're going to be making those public, so you'll have all the details on him. And the nice thing about being in Taiwan is we don't have to go to those hearings that are taking place. Anyway, his name is Ryan Gillis.
Gillis, you got it right.
You know, when I saw the name Ryan, I was thinking, because I, when you sent me the email at first, I thought Gilles, and I thought you were French. Uh-huh. And I thought, well, the Ryan doesn't sound very much like a French name. But it is Ryan Gillis?
Gillis, yeah, Ryan Gillis.
Not Guinness?
Not Guinness, not Giles, not Gillies, just Gillis.
Now, what's your story? How did you end up here in Taiwan?
Well, I can say, perhaps fortunately, that I have a wonderful Taiwanese wife. We've been hopping back and forth from the UK to here for the past few years. And now it's time to settle. So here we are.
So you're moving here lock, stock, and barrel?
Everything, yeah. As we speak, half of my belongings, which did not come on the plane, are ferrying their way, probably in the Indian Ocean right now. Hopefully will arrive sooner rather than later.
Because... hopefully a pirate doesn't take over the ship. Or even worse, it doesn't have an Italian captain.
Oh, yes. Ooh, well, yeah.
And I apologize for all our Italian friends, but you know what I'm talking about on that one. You know,
it's not very waterproof. So, yeah, fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm. So when you first came to Taiwan, did you meet your wife the first time you came here, or was that later? I mean, why did you come here the first time?
Well, the first time I came here was because I was already with her. We met in the UK originally. She was studying fashion design. I was a student services support team member at the time. We met at an unlikely student rep meeting. We struck up a bit of a banter, and I promptly lost my job as a result of that particular incident. But, you know, we kept together, we kept it strong, and we're now happily married and happily settled here in Taiwan.
Scandal. Oh, this sounds good. This sounds good. If any of you have any questions about this, you know, the scandal, yes. So you've been popping back and forth and everything. I mean, when you first came here, what was it like for you? Was it a culture shock, or was it pretty easy to get settled in?
It was quite easy, actually. Yes. Perhaps it's a bad thing to say, but the first time I came to Taiwan was the first time I had been to Asia. And, you know, over in the UK, I had seen many, many movies, many television series.
Okay, Jackie Chan movies don't count.
Jackie Chan, Bruce Lee, you know, everything from China through to Japan and down towards Australia. And I kind of had a very stereotypical image of what I would find when I got here. And perhaps, fortunately, I wasn't left disappointed. Everything seemed to be pretty much the way I thought it would be.
You're going to laugh at this, but about 2 years ago, a friend of mine, when I headed to the UK, he asked me to pick up a DVD for him. First, the look on my face when he asked me was like, you've got to be kidding. He asked me, he said, "Oh, you're going to the UK. Can you pick up a DVD of a very famous TV show for me?" And I went, "Sure, what is it?" He said, "Can you please pick up the Benny Hill box set?" And I said, "Any particular reason?" He said, "Well, because the show ran here."
Okay.
It ran here for many, many years. And I said, "Okay, sure, I'll pick it up." And so I picked it up, and he was watching it. He was a funny thing. And there was a character that Hill did called Mr. Chow Min, a travel agent, a Chinese travel agent. And this friend of mine said, "This is my uncle."
His actual uncle?
No, he said, "What do you mean it's your uncle?" He said, "Benny Hill must have based the character on his uncle." The way he was speaking, his mannerisms, and all that. And I said, "I don't know if that's frightening or what that says about your family." I mean, and I couldn't believe, you know, and he thought it was the funniest thing, because he said, watching this character being played by Benny Hill years ago, playing this Chinese man, which I think in some parts of the world they would say maybe is racist or whatever, but he thought it was just the funniest thing, because he said it reminded him of his uncle, an old uncle that he had.
Excellent. Well, it's good to know we get it right sometimes.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, it must be, you know, humor here is sometimes, I have to admit, sometimes I find it odd, because, you know, if you haven't been to Asia before, not Hong Kong, but in Taiwan and in China, people really don't get sarcasm.
No, not at all.
And I've been in situations where I've been in a taxi and we'll come to the end of a road that only, let's say, turns left. I'm making a right signal, but it turns left. And the taxi driver will say to me, "Oh, do I turn left now?" And I will say to him, "No, just go straight ahead." And he'll say, "Oh, but I can't. There's a building there." "Well, then why did you ask?
Why did you ask me?" Yeah.
"Why did you ask me?" And I will say that, but sometimes people don't get it. It is rather amusing sometimes. Sometimes people do.
Occasionally.
But
I've learned to tone back my sarcasm. We're very famous for it in England, and it doesn't tend to go down very well here in my experience. So I'm trying to rein it in and talk a little more factually for the most part.
It reminds me of a restaurant that I went to in Shanghai a number of years ago, and I was with some friends who are vegetarian. Vegetarian meaning not just eating meat, but they won't eat things that are prepared, let's say, with pork fat or anything like that. So we were at this restaurant, and they asked the waitress, "Is there anything vegetarian on the menu?" And she said, "Oh, there's chicken." And he was looking at her, and I couldn't believe she said that. And I said, "We mean chicken." She said, "Well, chickens don't eat meat." And we kind of looked at each other and said, "Well, no, something that isn't meat, something that is vegetarian." And then she said, "Pork." And I said, "Oh, let me guess, because pigs don't eat meat?" And she went, "Yes, you got it." And I just, you know, and I after she went away, he said to me, "I don't know what it is, but I feel that our waitress must be related to Manuel from Fawlty Towers."
Ah, see, see.
You know, clean the windows, ¿qué? Clean the windows, ¿qué? Clean the windows, ¿qué? You know, but I mean, there's these funny little things that sometimes make it. I find that these funny little, if I can call them idiosyncrasies, I can't even say the word right now. these odd little things that happen, I think is part of the joy about living in a place from Taiwan, because it's certainly not boring. It is, you never know what to expect sometimes.
Absolutely.
It's always a lot of fun. But yet, you know, there are some people, Ryan, I don't know if you've come across them, but they come into this kind of situation, but they can't handle it.
I haven't found any of them. I'm hoping I'm not one of them. I guess if they couldn't handle it, they've left already. That's probably why I haven't bumped into them. Perhaps when I've been here a little bit longer, I'll see some people come and go. Fingers crossed that won't be me.
Well, there's this American guy, and he's been here for more than 10 years. And all he does is complain. And I've run into him a few times, and I said, "Well, if you complain so much, you know, why do you stay here? Oh, because I love it. Well, but I said, that doesn't make any sense, because you said you don't like the way this is done. You don't like the way that is done. You know, my attitude is, it's like the old saying, you know, when in Rome, do as the Romans.
Mm-hmm.
Do as the Romans.
Do as the Romans. I agree.
So let's get back to you for a second. I asked you to bring a song by today. What have you chosen for us?
Well, I've chosen I Feel Love by Donna Summer.
And for those who don't know, Donna Summer passed away last week on the 18th of May at 63 years old, which was very young.
Very young indeed.
Very young indeed. I Feel Love, Donna Summer. Donna Summer, I Feel Love. And as you know, Donna Summer passed away last week at age 63. If you wish to contact us, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. And by going to our website, you can listen to this program again, as well as all past editions and special programs that we have done to specific regions of the world. And we actually have a couple of emails right here. And Ryan, who's still with us, and Ryan, by the way, will be doing a business segment on Focus Asia Pacific. And I know that a lot of listeners love the way I pronounce names sometimes. And quite often, it doesn't matter how much time I spend before doing the show. I can never get it right. And if you do better at this than I do, which I don't think you will, I don't think anybody can be as, I should say better, as lousy as me reading some of these names. I don't know what to say, but some of them are rather interesting. And now we have one here, and I know him. He's from the Tamil Nadu region of India. And this was from a question that I asked a few months ago. What does radio mean to you? And I want you to read what he said, and I want you to tell me his name.
Okay, let's hope I don't get this devastatingly wrong. He says, what can I tell? Totally Radio is the Open University. Radio is the Pipple Tree. I hope it is a Pipple Tree and not a Pipple Tree.
A Pimple Tree? Is that
a
what he
pipple?
Said?
Pipple? Pipple?
Okay.
One or the other.
Not a Pimple Tree.
Not a Pimple Tree. Definitely not a Pimple Tree. And I'm going to apologize in advance for this name pronunciation because it's going to be horrible. It's from R. Muthuswa Bishagam, I believe, in Kovilpatti, Tamil Nadu, in India.
Good. Now, if that, of course, is the correct pronunciation, write us. And if it's the incorrect pronunciation, I'll give you Ryan's personal phone number and email, and you can contact him directly. We have this other one. This came in. I just printed it off. Let's go. Oh, I've got to find one here. Oh, let's go to this one.
We'll go straight to this one.
Yes.
Okay. So this is in spite of internet, radio, in particular shortwave radio, is my preferred window to the world. And that's from Mark Schlemmer. I hope that's Schlemmer. It could be a Schlemmer. I'm going to go with Schlemmer.
That was nothing. A while ago, there was a name. Oh, should I say it? Oh, what the hell? I already said it once on the air before, but it was a German listener. Oh, at least I thought he was German, and he wasn't. And I looked at the name, and it was handed to me. It was from one of the live shows that we did. It was handed to me by our technician at the time, who handed it to me, and I'm reading it, and I remember the first name was Charles. And I stopped after I said Charles because I thought somebody must be having me on, because I've had some listeners, sometimes they'll write their name in a certain way that, depending on how you say it, it means something else.
Mm.
And the last name, I will say it now again for the second time, was Schlong.
Schlong.
And I found that actually that was the correct pronunciation. And
fantastic.
Imagine going through your whole life with a name like that.
It could have some benefits.
I mean, it could, but, you know, sometimes, you know, people name their children the strangest names, you know, like Dickie, you know. I mean, what would you call your kid Dickie?
It is a bit weird. Hopefully I won't be too cruel on my children. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. We have one here from a listener in Bangladesh who has written to us a number of times.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with the name first this time, because it looks a little easier. It's from Miss Samson Islam Mu? Mu? Mao? Mu? Samson Islam Mao? Mu? Whoever you are, I do apologize for getting it wrong. I'm sure, once again, Keith will be giving you my personal telephone number to chase it up if you're not happy. She says, dear friends, I'm very glad to catch you on the internet. I heard your May 28th, 2011 edition of the Happy Station Show on internet, pcjmedia.com. The contest question was, what does radio mean to me? Her answer, radio means to me, it's a human best friend. You could get to collect knowledge, world up-to-date news, science, technology, different culture, entertainment, etc. from a radio. You could travel any country by radio without money. Your friend may cheat with you, but your best friend, the radio, never cheats on you. I think you never get on depressions if you have a radio.
My bad. May I have to look at that name again? Because
yep,
I
go for it. You might do it better justice than I did.
Actually, you know, when I remember when I read another letter that she sent in, I pronounced it Samsung Islam Mao.
Mao.
I don't know why. And she wrote back and she said, no, not Mao, like Mao Zedong. But apparently that's what I did. We have one here. But his email address in the subject actually is the pronunciation of his name. And actually, he does have another name that he goes by. But he always writes in using this because he says every time that I've pronounced his name, every single time has been different. He says, with my pronunciation, it sounds like I'm reading it from five different people.
Okay, so I'm reading the actual email address here.
Well, no, the first
we'll go for the message first.
Yes.
He says, radio is a social media to inform, educate, and entertain people from all walks of life.
And that is from, here we go,
T. Ganesh Kumar. I'm going to go with T. Ganesh Kumar. I hope that's correct.
It is, actually.
It is.
It is. You actually, it took me a couple of pronunciations to actually get it right. Some of our listeners in India may know that occasionally, if you do include your phone number, I will call you up and we'll record something on the show. And sometimes, but not too long ago, I think I spent maybe 6 minutes with this one guy just to get his name right. And I said it another time. I got it right. And I was saying it right, and everything was perfect. We recorded the segment, and then the day that we recorded the show, I had a different pronunciation.
All over the place.
It was all over the place, yes. Okay, once again, our email address for that is hs@pcjmedia.com. So at least we know when Ryan does the business segment that we can actually trust the names that he's going to be reading. Paulette knows that when we do Media Network Plus together, I will put names sometimes in there on purpose, and I will purposely send her the script just before doing it. And only once or twice did I ever get it wrong. But, you know, I don't know about your name, but does it ever happen that people mispronounce your name?
It does, yeah. Giles is the most common one.
Giles?
Yeah, Ryan Giles. Is there a Ryan Giles? And often, it's so different to Gillis, I would like to think, that I just ignore it. I don't realize they're talking to me. I've missed appointments that way. It's something that has been a painful process, I think. I got it more as a child than I do as an adult, actually.
Perhaps. But I mean, it's something, of course, that is funny. You know, I mean, you think about it, you know, because sometimes in one language or one culture, the name doesn't sound funny, but you can say it in someplace else and it has a different feeling. Mm. Like, I know what has happened to me in Japan before. I was actually in Tokyo. This is a few years ago. And behind me, I can hear somebody going, kiss, 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 kiss. And I didn't pay any attention. I just kept walking and I kept hearing this, kiss, kiss, kiss. And I turned around and it was some listener that I had. And kiss, he kept calling me. So I turned around and I started talking to him. And he said, oh, kiss, it's nice to see you. And I said, well, you can kiss me later, but that's not my name. My name is Keith, you know, Keith, yes. Or the question that I get asked sometimes, because of my name, is people will ask me, and this has been asked by three different people, are you related to Evita Perón from Argentina?
Mm.
But she was with one R. I'm with two.
Could have been a typo somewhere along the line.
Yeah, yeah. I think a typo along the line, yeah. Actually, I have the money's all sitting in a Swiss bank account. It was in Greece, but we took it out. That's why the whole economy's down the toilet, you know. Anyway, Ryan, thank you very much for joining us, and you'll be able to hear Ryan in about 2 weeks on Focus Asia Pacific, and we're going to be bringing you some different, I would say, different business stories that you won't hear in
anywhere else. Yeah.
Yeah,
perhaps not just some boring numbers, but actually something of relevance and interest to keep you entertained.
Now, I had this great radio blooper from a radio station in China in English, and it was it wasn't even about business. I see my mind is going now. It wasn't about business. It was about sports.
Okay.
And they'd sent a correspondent to South Korea to cover the Asian Games. And it was the first time, I think, that China won in volleyball.
Okay.
But it was the first time also that they lost in ping pong.
Oh.
And the guy in the studio, who was from the UK, I never heard anybody laugh so hard and so long continuously for the broadcast, because he said, we now cut to Chushin, who's in Seoul, South Korea, for some information on the Asian Games. Chushin, what is the headline for the first day? And she said, in a very deadpan delivery, big balls win, small balls lose. And he said, excuse me? She said, yes, China lost in big balls, in the small balls in ping pong, but they won a gold medal with big balls in volleyball. And this went on air. And the whole tone of the show after that, when they had their business person on and their entertainment, this was the recurring theme, and they couldn't do it straight for the entire program. It was rather amusing. All right, Ryan, thank you very much for coming on the program today. So you'll be hearing Ryan very soon. We still have time for some more music, and I know a number of you enjoy music that we play for... since I have you here, okay. A live Brit, I've got to ask you, is it Caribbean or Caribbean?
Oh, it's Caribbean.
I
don't know what Caribbean is. I've never heard of that.
Good. Oh, there's the chair. Good. Now, we finally have it once and for all. I've had people write me and they say, no, it's not Caribbean. It's Caribbean.
Caribbean.
No, it's not. It's not Caribbean. You can say it's Caribbean music.
You can.
It's a Caribbean film, but it's called The Caribbean. Not Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody suggested the way I say it, and they were serious about that. I can't remember where they were from. And if I did, I wouldn't want to say it because I think it would be, well, making fun of your fellow countrymen. But no, it isn't Caribbean. It is Caribbean.
Absolutely.
Right. We're going to go to the Caribbean. No. We're going to go to the Caribbean, to the island of Trinidad, with André Tanker and Wild Indian Band.
Why, Tobiae? Rock, knock, a boom. Why, Tobiae? Yeah, Guadinari. Why, Tobiae? that she stand up and point to the sky, to the heart of the radio world. You know the wild Indian chant went straight through the DJ system by remote control. Speakers blasting round.
Tanker, Wild Indian Band. And you know what? We're nearly at the end of the program. Now, I want to remind you right now that starting this month, we're going to be giving away one ATS every month until the month of November. Now, to have a chance to win, this is what you need to do. I want you to send us an email, hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. And I want you to be creative. Yes, as creative as possible. I mean, if you write an email saying something like, "Hi, I want to win," well, you won't. I need you to write a little bit about yourself. Why do you think you, that's right, you deserve the receiver and not someone else? So be creative and have a lot of fun with it. Now, the email address to send it to is very simple. It's hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. When you send us the email, you have to mention the date of the program, that you heard it, and that's it. Now, the next thing, Facebook. Yes, we are on Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media, PCJ Radio on Facebook. Click on Join the Group. And that's all you need to do. And it's very easy. It's like, you know, 1, 2, 3. Yes, counting 1, 2, 3. Come in, join the discussion. We've actually had a lot of very interesting discussions that have been taking place recently. This past week, I managed to get a DRM receiver. And we talked about DRM on last week's edition of Media Network Plus. I'm going to continue trying the radio and see what else I can pick up, because I still think, in my heart, I believe that DRM is a fantastic format. It is. But maybe the management or something has to change on it, you know. Anyway, so do, you know, we'll talk about that. Anyway, if you want to listen to this program again, as well as all past editions, just go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And you'll find all the shows listed. You'll also find a link for a fantastic, an absolutely fantastic phone app called Stitcher. It's available for iPhone, iPad, Android phones. And once you download it, which is free, you can subscribe to all the PCJ programs, and you will get a notification when a new program has been uploaded. Every program. And we're pretty soon. The only show that's not there now is Focus Asia Pacific, but we will be adding that one very soon. So do go and check it out. Once again, a special thank you to Ryan for coming by the studio, and show him your support when you start hearing him on Focus Asia Pacific, as well as some other PCJ programs. Anyway, that's it. That's all. I must leave you now. I must say au revoir. All right? So until next time, friends, this is Keith Parent all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Call the PCJ answer line at country code 44-20-3286-1399. That's country code 44-20-3286-1399 and leave your comments and questions. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet, this is PCJ Radio. This is PCJ Radio on 88.2 FM. This is PCJ Radio on 107.5 FM in Nairobi, Kenya. And nationwide on 5. This is PCJ Radio on KBCT in Waco, Texas. This is PCJ Radio on 9955 kHz to Latin America. This is PCJ Radio on 7590 kHz DRM. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet, this is PCJ Radio.